In the chaos following Hurricane Katrina, more than 5,000 people were reported missing, including a 65-year-old postal worker named Irvin Mayfield Sr. His family searched for 3 months before they found him in a morgue miles away. Mr. Mayfield's son, trumpet player Irvin Mayfield Jr., is director of the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Reporters Heather Smith and Samantha Grant spoke with him, and on this Father's Day weekend, they bring us a story about holding on and letting go.
My dad, he had a very good sense of humor. He was a true New Orleanian. You know, he loved red beans, he loved to eat, he loved music. We had an ongoing chess game, and I like to say that the last game we played, he tried to cheat me because I was winning. Yeah, we had an ongoing chess game, yeah. The storm came, it passed. My mother talked to him on the phone. He said, everything's fine. Storm's cool, roof's still on the house. See you when you get back. 2 hours later, levee's broken. Obviously, there was no more communication. He didn't have a cell phone. Until he was identified at the morgue, which was in St. Gabriel, every night we dedicated a song to him just to remind people that, you know, hey, it's not like we're just out here playing music. People are dealing with real issues and tragedies. The song was called Just a Closer Walk to Thee, which is the first song that he ever taught me how to play. It goes, da di di do di 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 do di 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 di. We did a service with the governor and the mayor and the lieutenant governor at the Superdome. And, you know, they asked me to play the song. And I said at this point, I just wouldn't play it anymore. I did want to memorialize him, but I felt that people only want to get caught up in the story of, okay, here was a guy, he died, look how painful this is. It's a famous son, he's gonna play this song, oh my God, it's painful. I mean, you know, it's my dad, you know. When you celebrate, it's something that happens as a group. But when you mourn, sorrow is something that you handle as an individual. That's partially what jazz teaches us about. I mean, jazz deals with the fact that you're required to be an individual and a group at the same time.